Our parasha begins with the words "Ve'elam mishpatim ashtosim lefnayim," and Rashi asks, "Lama nismacha parashas dina leparashas mizbeach?" As our parasha begins with the halachas of mishpatim, how each one of us has to interact halachically with each other. Why is that connected to what we discussed at the end of parashas Yisroi, how the mizbeach was constructed in the base Migdash in the Mishkan? Lai Melacha, says Rashi, the lesson here is Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel Migdash. The seat of the Sanhedrin was in the Lishkas HaGozes in the base HaMigdash. Rashi also teaches us Ashetosim Lefneim, Lefnei Lefnei, not in front of the courts of the Nochrim. And Rashi explains that even if there's a case where our rules and their rules are identical, we need to go to a Beis Din, not to them. And the question, of course, needs to be understood if the importance of having civil rules amongst people is that there should be a proper functioning society, that's all we're looking for. So what's the difference which court and who is administering these laws? As long as we have a proper functioning society, that should be enough. So Mefarshim explain, when we look at the Mishpatim, when we look at the rules that the Torah sets forth and how we are to interact with our fellow Jew, how to interact with neighbors, what Chas V'Shalom is the rule of somebody damages somebody else, all of those halachas are not just rules. There's so much more. They represent the basis of Amuna. A Jew who lives with Amuna knows that he's not just doing what he's doing because that's the way I live my life. I live my life because I believe in Hashem. I live my life because I want to live a life of meaning, of avodas Hashem. And that is represented by understanding that not just the mitzvahs that are ben adam l'makayim, the mitzvahs that represent the halachas, how we are to interact, Shabbos, Yontif, but even the mitzvahs of ben adam l'chaveroi, between us and another person, are rooted and connected all to Hashem. The Medrash says, Ve'eila mishpatim, says the Medrash, if we look at the beginning of Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Yisroi begins with Ata Techsa, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yisroi and Moshe Rabbeinu had a discussion, had to establish a proper functioning court system. And then, continues the Medrash, we have in Parshas Yisroi the Aseres HaDibros. And then we have at the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, as we just discussed, again, dinim, court system, civil rules. Dinim ulfaneo, the halachas of mishpatim are stated before the Aseres HaDibros. Dinim achreo, the dinim of Parshas Mishpatim that we learn in our parasha this week, v'hi be'emtzo, and the Aseres HaDibros are in the middle. This is not coincidental. I saw that the Sefer Tveris Yisrael from the Chotkver Rebbe says, the Gemara teaches us, David HaMelech says, Yiras Hashem Tahira. At the Moitza, says the Medrash, at Adam Shoina Halachas. You have a person that knows all of the halachas, a person who knows all of the halachas, how to live his life. Ve'ein by Yiras Chait, but he doesn't have Yiras Chait, ein by Klum. It's meaningless. What the Medrash is teaching us, explains the Chotkver Rebbe, is that we think that when we look at Torah, we think of Torah as our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course it is. But our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just limited when we learn about the mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Makayim. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just taught when we learn Musar or we learn Pnimius HaTorah, when we learn Kabbalah. Our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooted when we learn about men Adam L'Chaveroi. When a person gives tzedakah, is not just because he's giving tzedakah, because there's an individual who's in need for help, and we are going to help him by providing charity for him. When we're giving tzedakah, we are becoming better people. Why are we becoming better people? What we're doing is we're taking gashmius, money, materialistic objects, and we give it to someone else. We're showing that even gashmius could be infused with kedusha. And that's why even the tzedakah that we do, or the ben adam l'chaveray rules that we learn, the learning that we learn in this week's Parashas Mishpatim. And it's not coincidental that most yeshivas, when they begin learning Gemara with young boys, they begin with the Masech Te'elu Metzias, the Perek in Baba Metzia that speaks about Ashava Saveda. If somebody lost something, you should return it to him. Why is that where we begin learning? Because we want to teach our children as they begin learning Gemara that Torah and our connection to Hashem and our learning of Torah as a person, Baruch Hashem, a child, grows and he's now able to get past Chumash and Mishnayis and start delving into Gemara. Teach us that our learning connects to the way we interact with somebody else. The way we can interact with somebody else is with Hashava Saveda, is with the way that we shouldn't steal, we shouldn't damage, we shouldn't do harm, the way we protect Shomrim, as we learn in this week's parasha, when we watch something else of somebody else. And the Pasuk says, Tziyon b'mishpat ha'vpada v'shaveh b'tzedakah. The Pasuk doesn't say that Mashiach will come when we're all excelling in only mitzvahs ben adam l'makim. When we excel b'mishpat, then we are honest and live in peace with other people. But tzedakah, when we think about other people and we give them tzedakah, such then can Mashiach come, when we recognize and understand that we have to infuse every part of our lives, even the gashmis part of our lives, even the business part of our lives, the ben adam l'chaveray part of our lives, all have to be utilized for avodas Hashem. And this is a constant objective that we have to achieve. The Pasuk says in this week's parasha, the Klal Yisrael announced, Kol Asher Diba Hashem Nasi V'Nishma. The Bava Rebbe in the Sefer Kerem Shloima says, we find this word Nasa also when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being at the beginning of the Briyas Olam. And the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasa Odom. And Rashi right away points out, shouldn't have it said, Es Adam, we were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have announced, Es Adam, I will create the human being. What is Pshat when the Pasuk says, Nasa Adam? So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching us modesty. That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, created us all by himself, really said Nasa. It's not going to be my effort alone. But the Bava Rebbe suggests that Nasa Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to the person, Nasa, we're going to have a partnership. You and I, together, we will make a person. A person is born, but a person has to grow. And a person has to infuse Kedusha into his life. Nasa, a person together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes the partner with Hashem in his creation, in his growth. And that's why Klal Yisrael said, Nasa, we still have much to do. We have much to learn. V'nishma, we have to learn, and Nasa, we have to do. And a person who's constantly learning, what does Hashem want from us? And Nasa, he lives his life, every part of his life, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to live. That is what Klal Yisrael declared. That is our goal of life. Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nasa V'Nishma.